Ladies and gentlemen, the Rum and Regret Podcast. I am Andy Drake.
Johanna Myers.
Nate Tussey, and we drink and we know things.
We are talking about the Chris Hardwick, Chloe Dykstra kerfuffle.
The situation.
Yeah.
Take this basket of snakes and lay them out straight.
Yeah. So let's just start off and say that obviously we do not condone any type of sexual or emotional or physical harassment towards women.
Towards anybody.
Towards anybody. Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Don't be a jerk.
But also, don't condone crying wolf either.
Yeah.
What was the tweet that Mama Hearst said?
Mama Hearst said, beware the person who stabs you and then tells the world that they're the one bleeding.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was perfect.
Right.
I'm so I know we're all conflicted because obviously he's a big part of our nerddom, but
right, and a reason why we're doing what we're doing right this
moment. Of course, yeah. Without him, there would be no Rum and Regret.
Right,
but, yeah. You know, not to draw too fine a line directly from his podcast to ours, but yeah, I mean, it's one of those kind of. What do they call them? The outbreak monkey of the nerd podcast situation, right?
Right. Like, yeah.
He's been around for a long time. He's doing it right, or at least, you know, and from every. I've been listening to him for years, and we've been watching him for years, and it's. I know we don't know the guy, but.
Right.
The stuff that she's talking about, I can't fathom that person to be capable of that.
Yeah. Right. So
however, Cosby. So
right. Yeah.
I don't want to believe it, but I don't.
So let's catch everyone up here. So Chris Hardwick, for older people, you remember seeing him as the host of Singled Out with Jenny McCarthy back in the day. That was not, I wouldn't say dormant for many years, but sort of building his sort of niche and empire started Nerdist, which started off as a podcast, but then became a huge monster, and really gave a voice to the people who, you know, who go to cons, who have any sort of intense sort of fandom in the world, and when
it really filled the void when G4 went off the air.
Absolutely, yeah. No, absolutely, and when Chris sort of came back into the limelight, he was with Chloe Dykstra, and Chloe Dykstra is the daughter of John Dykstra, who famously did effects for the Star Wars movies.
He invented the lightsaber.
Yeah,
that's right. And she was on the Face Off show.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So. So this week she posted an article on, or it was last week, wasn't it? Mm. I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway,
like Thursday or
so,
Friday.
Like that, yeah.
So she posted an article on Medium.
An unlisted article,
and did not name Chris Hardwick by name, but by many other of his traits.
Yeah, exactly.
Of who he is, and
every single other possible trait she could have
age
picked.
Podcaster,
right?
Yeah,
CEO was successful.
Yeah, and accused him of.
Heinous acts.
Of some pretty severe mental abuse and sexual abuse.
Yep.
Chris Hardwick has since come out to deny those allegations. But in the sort of the wake of the Me Too movement and also in the wake of Roseanne, AMC is not airing Talking with Chris Hardwick right now. He was
pulled from Comic-Con.
Pulled from the Comic-Con panels that he was moderating as well. I know NBC is still that production doesn't start until September. This could be cleared up by then.
Still investigating.
Right. Yeah.
His whole life is
basically no one's going to touch him until this clears up.
And even if it is cleared,
it might
be a big ding.
Right. Chloe has since gone silent. But
her boyfriend hasn't.
But then, you know, he wasn't around when this went on, so you really can't take anything he says because it's,
yeah,
you know,
it's all secondhand.
It's hearsay.
Right. Yeah. So how do we want to dig into this? I mean, because we can start with sort of everything that's out there. We can sort of analyze her article. And because I've seen so certain comments on her article to where, well, you know, you say you didn't want to, but you say you relented at some point. So what is that? Again, it's, you know.
Without getting into the details of the article too much, some of the timeline doesn't really match up for me, or some of the, if things were, see, it's hard for us to kind of Monday morning quarterback this thing.
Absolutely. Because
we don't know what is real. So we don't know what the facts are. We don't know what her version of the facts are, even though she threw them out here, because depending on what's going on with her, she could believe all this stuff.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't want to throw shade automatically just because I idolized Chris Hardwick to a certain degree. I mean, if Cosby taught us anything, it's that anybody is capable of anything. But I think it's unfair to draw comparisons between him and Cosby, because Cosby had a rep for being the cause when he wasn't on TV.
Right.
Who was a pussy hound, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
So you don't have that with Hardwick. From all accounts, most accounts, because Chris Gore ripped him an asshole, a new asshole. Most accounts say that he is a genuine, caring, supportive individual who just wants everyone to be happy in their own skin. And
right.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope these allegations aren't true, but I don't understand how, if what she says is true, I don't understand the kind of pleading to get back together with Chris after the fact, and maybe that's more of a security blanket, kind of like what Hardwick's breakup text alluded to.
Right.
It's really hard to kind of figure out where her mind's at for anything other than vengeance at this point. I don't know.
Right.
Especially
since
she's gone completely radio silent. She's not following up with anything. And
yeah. And so, I mean, and so since he's denied allegations, TMZ has released text messages from first it was just a snippet of Chloe texting Chris 7 months after the breakup of, hey, you know, when can we be okay again? But then since then, they released the breakup text, which, sorry, merit down for breaking up via text.
Yeah.
I've done it. I don't condone it. I feel like a dick for doing it. I still feel like a dick to this day for doing it. But at the same time, sometimes you need that buffer to do it. Space and that very well could have been it, considering how it went down and what happened. Yeah. And then you see her response directly after that text comes in. And so, for me reading that stuff, yes, something isn't lining up,
mm-hmm.
you know, from how she turns it. And let me just put this out there, that perception is a lot in this. While as a nerd in a relationship, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of relationship experience when I started dating girls, you know, and sure enough, what I could deem as, you know, me getting just a little heated could seem like a complete and total rage to someone else.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what happened in those closed doors between Chris and Chloe, you know, could be one person seeing one thing and another person seeing something else.
Yeah.
Right. And so at the end of her letter, Chloe alluded to evidence that she had. That if, basically saying, if Chris doesn't do the right thing, this will come out.
Well, what's the right thing?
Not suing her. Because she's like, you know, the guy that I dated that ruined my life would sue me over this. And she, you know, said, don't do that, I have proof. And hopefully the person you've become
so
will do the right thing.
She wants to torpedo his career by putting this out there. But don't sue me because I have proof.
But her current boyfriend now has alluded to the evidence is for the lawyers, which means
there's some litigation happening.
And yeah, we don't know. And
blackball litigation, though, I think is what they were alluding to there.
Okay, right. So do we don't know who initiated it?
Well, and that's the thing. Another part of this that doesn't line up is if they are trying to sue him for getting them blackballed from the industry, no lawyer in their right mind would allow this kind of thing, or would counsel to let this kind of thing happen. You shut the fuck up until that's done. You don't give him ammunition now.
Right.
I mean, what is it called when it's in print? Libel, right?
Right, yeah.
They're destroying my career with these libelous,
Right, charges, yeah. So. And in terms of the blacklisting, too, but that could be as simple as guilty by disassociation, where, someone's trying to hire Chloe for a gig, and I know she knows Chris,
Right.
Let me call him, right? And find, we're not together anymore.
Right.
Well, maybe she's not right for this then.
Yeah.
And it could be just as simple as that. Oh, maybe we'll go somewhere else.
Well, was she in high demand in the first place? I think she got the hosting gig because of Chris. It was an Nerdist.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, and that goes to... And that goes to both sort of support and not support Chloe's statement that she was blacklisted from the agency, is that we saw her quite a bit. When she was with Chris, she had a pretty active YouTube channel. She would go to cons regularly. We'd see her all decked out at cons and whatnot, right? Since then, not a whole lot.
Well, and I watched a video, and I can't remember the name of the channel or whatever, just when I was, scouring the internet for, information.
Yeah.
This guy brought up a good point. Let's look at her IMDb page.
Right,
yeah. And there's a lot of stuff listed between the breakup and now, so it's like she wasn't that hard up for work.
Right.
She was still doing things, so, yeah. It's like for her to come across like, I was completely blacklisted from the industry, she makes it kind of sound like she hasn't been working or hasn't been able to find work.
Yeah, well, so think
she's
about
She's got a movie coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it came out a few days ago. She's got stuff on her IMDb as far as work.
Well, and think of it, too, the sort of influx in the industry sort of since they started dating to when they broke up, right, of that culture and... just shows and information around that culture has blown up to
so
where
hot right now.
Right. And to where people now are I mean there are a lot of shows just around this stuff.
Yep.
It seems to me that but again there are people then they want to put out the best product possible.
Right?
Yeah. Is she part of that or is she not? And that's the question here is that some people are good hosts and was she, did we follow her just because she was with Chris? Or did we follow her because we liked her?
I followed her because I liked her. After the breakup, I thought she was cool.
But we didn't see a whole...
I continued to follow her because
Yeah, I didn't unfollow her.
Oh, right, yeah.
Leads to my other point, though, is... So think about when... If it was a friends in our friend group and... there was a big age gap. The guy's obviously completely bananas over the girl, and it seems vice versa. Then she cheats on him with somebody that he works with, and there's naturally going to be a fallout there.
Yeah.
Depending on friends disassociate and that kind of thing. So now take that to the level where Hardwick was operating at the time that they split up, where he was the CEO of Nerdist, basically.
Yeah.
And is actually getting his Seacrest on.
Right.
A lot of his friends potentially could be people that would have hired her if she hadn't have cheated on him and torpedoed that relationship. So
right.
They broke up amicably
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
If it was just like, you need to have your rumspringa, like he put it in the article,
right.
In the text, and, I'll be free, and if you come back, it's meant to be kind of stuff, then that's different. But when you poison the well yourself and then cry that this water is poisonous...
Right, and
not a lot there.
Yeah, and we didn't learn that she cheated on him until now.
As far as I know, yeah, I think I'd heard rumors.
Well, so and I noticed this right off the bat. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah.
But like, she posted a video, I mean, no less than, like, a week or so after the breakup of her and Whitwer looking at stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Less than a week. Like,
well, he was Star Killer, so I
guess. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, she went from Instagram pictures with Hardwick to Instagram pictures with Whitwer.
Right. Oof. Yeah. That's rough. So... That's sort of the, and so, but again, it seemed like he was very respectful of the, you know, and again, not to torpedo her career. So it just, there's a definite discrepancy in what she described
right.
versus the text that we read today.
Right.
You know, that doesn't seem like if he was that bad of a person.
Yeah. I don't see that text going that way.
No. No. I mean...
I'm going to burn you to the ground.
Yeah.
You know, and granted, you know, he is a smart guy. He knows he's sending...
Permanent messages,
something that can be screenshot and reprinted and...
Yeah, and traced and...
Right, exactly. So...
That's a good point.
So, maybe again...
He's an evil mastermind, and we just don't know it. And
we're possibly.
Cool, could be.
That would suck.
Yeah.
But one of the things that kind of struck me as odd, too, is, like, Chloe Dykstra is on Reddit a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And, like, within the last 6 months,
mm-hmm.
she's been posting a lot about this unnamed abuser. So, like, you know, when this whole thing came out, I was like, she's finally gonna name who abused her, and I was hoping against hope it wasn't Hardwick.
Right, yeah.
Because I just, you know, I was like... There's no way. He's Chris Hardwick.
Right.
And then when that thing came out, I was like, fuck, it was. But, like, she's been leaving breadcrumbs, like, the last 5 to 6 months on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And about the woman who ruined her career, which, you know.
Yeah.
We can, I don't know if I could say this, but, I mean, allegedly. Michelle Morrow.
Allegedly.
I would just assume, because the whole chaotic awesome.
Right, yeah.
You know, they were on that show together, besties, and then it just stopped.
Right. So, the other issue I want to bring up is now how easy it is to ruin somebody's career, regardless of evidence. Now, in the case of Roseanne, this isn't abuse. This is just straight up racism, and it makes sense. She is sort of the forefront of a show named after her, and. Yeah, you put that show back on the air, you look like you're condoning that behavior and you're,
well,
you know.
Let's back it up, because she has always been racist.
Right,
she
yeah.
just became too racist for them to profit off of
exactly. her
tempered racism, and that's why the show ended.
Yeah.
So let's not pretend that, I mean, they did do the right thing by getting her off the air, but they knew what they were getting into. And
right.
And I feel bad for the other people on that show who were, because it was a hit. It was the number one show on TV.
Right.
And
yeah.
And they were, you know, and now they're all out of work.
All those people are out of work because
yeah.
of her. Which
right. Yeah.
Is terrible.
But look at who you're involving yourself with. And that's
right.
why several of the writers quit before this even happened.
Right.
You know,
it was, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, that's something though that, you know, you don't have to prove it.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Well, she dug her own hole, and yeah. like I said, and the quick cancellation of that show was an appropriate response.
Yeah, yes, that makes sense. Agree.
I do not feel that the networks and Comic-Con distancing themselves from Hardwick right now was appropriate.
No. I agree with that too.
I think that is
a knee-jerk reaction to the world we're in right now.
Exactly.
And I do understand why they did it.
No, it's... Well, and so... And this is... This all boils down to ad revenue.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what it boils down to.
Yep.
And I've unfortunately worked in this industry for years, working for radio stations to where, you know...
Cash is king.
But yeah, but it's... Again, it's a host, you know, of a show. And when you're selling ad revenue, you're selling... You're selling that person's personality,
mm-hmm.
okay? So you go very, very hard to paint, I mean, especially in my industry, a really good picture of that person's personality. This is what this person is, right? And again, radio hosts are different. They're sort of the D-list celebrities, right? Not known literally outside of their wattage, right? Unless you're Stern,
mm-hmm.
okay? But that's the thing, is that we bank a lot on those person's personalities, that's what we call them, their personalities. And so, again, it's going to be hard to sell Chris Hardwick while this is unresolved.
For sure.
And I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because you have guys trying to sell, oh, hey, we need to sell ads during Talking Dead. And that guy just get, you know, accused of sexual assault. You got another show we can buy?
Right.
You know? And so, and that's what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, so, and that's, you know, I understand why they did it. But again, I think it's too soon.
I don't think it's right.
I think it's too soon. You come out and say, you know, we're investigating. And I think that they, the way that AMC put it, at least with Talking, was... is that we're not airing the show at this time.
Yeah.
You know? So...
So it's not that it's not that it's canceled.
Yeah, and it's not that we parted...
Like, it's paused.
Right, exactly. The,
Well, Talking was supposed to premiere on Sunday with...
Right, with Donald Glover. Right? Yeah. The Comic-Con panels? Really?
You know, honestly...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that because, you know, you're going to get a bunch of nerds... in there that are gonna
but they're not talking to him. He's just moderating the panel.
Doesn't matter
because people are gonna either protest
Nerd Rage is powerful
because he's there.
Yeah,
exactly. And they're gonna get a bunch of people that are gonna have signs like, you know, abuser, right? It's gonna be basically what's happening on Twitter in the Hall H.
Yeah.
And so I don't blame them one bit for that because they the powers that be see that, I think.
And from what I read, he bowed out of those things voluntarily.
Okay. Oh, well, then that... You know what? Then that's probably a smarter move.
And
on
that is a smart move on his part. For
yeah.
Sure. Not to open himself up to any of this. Because there needs to either... We need to know what direction this wind is blowing. Either needs to be some evidence or a retraction or something... So we can move past this.
And again, it probably is a smart move to focus on this and clear this up.
Yeah, and just as a side note, talking about this as a serious issue with the shit going on in our country right now bugs me to the core, and I just had to throw that out there. However, it's important in our lives, so I get it.
Right, yeah. I think since Trump, it has been a culture shift.
Yeah,
you know,
mildly.
Right, but you know, it's
yeah. Nobody should have the power to ruin somebody's life
over
a blog post with no proof.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, it's like if it's true, then she deserves all the reparations she wants or what have you. But
yeah, and I think that that's the big message here and right now. Currently, with the evidence out there, in my mind, I feel it's pointing a little more towards Chris's sort of side of the story.
Yeah.
Okay, which has come out. Again, that could all change in an instant. So I'm not siding either way here. I don't, you know, and again, and it's just like any other breakup in any other circle, you know, you're not going to side until you hear the full evidence one way or the other. And in this time of, cell phones, camera phones, and audio recording, that stuff is a lot easier to get now.
Yeah.
I think the whole taking sides thing is tough.
But it's silly some point,
it
too.
It gets tough because, let's say your comparison to, like, any other breakup is a tough one, too, because regardless of what happens in a relationship, you usually stay friends with the person you were friends with longer, typically.
True.
Right? So regardless of what happens, especially with guys, I think in general, you know, got your back, bro, and then it comes out that he was a total asshole, and then you distance yourself, if that's appropriate. But
right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is a really sticky situation, and I hope it just ends up that she was a woman scorned and has just been plotting her revenge for a while, because some of the things she said in that, I talked about this before, not to get too personal, some of the things that she said in her post reminded me of shades of, you know, when my daughter was a lot younger and there was a lot, you know, her mom and I broke up and there was a, you know, pleading to the court.
Yeah.
Just nightmare stuff.
Right.
And that anybody that knows me knew it was complete bullshit.
Right.
So, you know, hell hath no fury and all that. Hopefully that's what it is.
Yeah.
And hopefully she's looking for some kind of retribution for whatever she feels is, you know, blacklisted or whatever. And but if it isn't, then he needs to go the way of Roseanne. And,
you know, no, absolutely. Felicia. Absolutely.
As heartbreaking as that would be, yes.
Yeah. Right, yeah. If any of this is true, you know, and any of what she posted is true, absolutely. Yep. Will I have any problem not seeing Chris Hardwick on TV or hearing his voice again? No.
Nope.
Because, yeah, he deserves to go away.
So what about Chris Gore just jumping on Team Chloe right away? And
well, he was blacklisted too, supposedly by Hardwick, so that's kind of...
Blacklisted from what? He was on a G4 show.
Right. And that's... And I think that that's sort of ambition versus what people feel that they are owed.
Hmm.
And, you know, I mean, think of it in terms of NSYNC.
Oh, God.
1 out of 4 guys made it. 1 out of 5 made it. Right?
Huh?
You know? That's, I think,
is there a bye 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 joke?
Yeah.
Is that NSYNC? Can I get that right?
Yeah.
But no, think of it in terms of that. You know, that's 1 out of 5 made it. One guy sort of had it and had that ambition to be more. He's a movie star. He's, you know, doing his SNL bits and everything. That's sort of the thing, is that I view G4 as, you know, certain people made it out of G4 and were able to go, you know, and be other things. You know, Olivia Munn has certainly blown up to be a getting really good acting jobs here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I want Kevin Pereira to blow up, because God damn it, that guy's entertaining.
Right, yeah. He had a TV show, I know, like a game show for a little while, but then...
He still has Hack My Life, and okay. He's still doing his... super attack, creative yeah, slash super attack stuff.
Right, yeah.
Maybe this will give him an opportunity.
And maybe Gore was up for a few of those sort of fringe shows that Hardwick ended up getting. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, you know, it's those actors that look alike and, you know, he always gets my roles. And that could be... it's sort of when you... You know, what we see on TV is obviously very different from what they are in person, right?
Yeah.
And sure enough, like, you know, maybe that they just don't have, you know, it's that relationship where, right. Okay, no, this guy can easily get stuff that I can get. I need to be on my A game to, you know, if he's my competition. And, it's competition, and it's, you see one guy blowing up that you think you're better than, that you're funnier than, and... You're not in those eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I think that's just what it is.
Everybody jelly.
Yeah. Right.
Or that maybe, you know, he didn't get on the boat with Hardwick. Because, you know, like, Chobot works for Nerdist, Tayslip,
right.
You know,
yeah.
All
oh, yeah,
the people from G4 that didn't do their own thing
right.
went to Nerdist.
Right.
So
yeah.
Maybe he's a little bitter that he didn't get either invited along or make the cut.
That's probably
or,
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, I think it's interesting to see all the, like, the reactions of all those people that are all kind of in that hemisphere.
Yeah, there was,
of,
I haven't seen
know.
Any other reactions.
Oh, so Google, I mean, if you search for a Chris Hardwick hashtag or something, there's one girl who worked for Nerdist who just hated Hardwick. And she was just like normal. I don't know that I think she hosted like a couple of like the smaller shows and stuff like that. But she hated him. Absolute and total hate. Just call them a dick. Call them everything in the world, in the book.
Yeah, which, and conversely,
how old was she?
There's a woman that works with him with his animation company,
right?
That does Danger and Eggs. That's backing him up,
right?
Wholeheartedly,
yeah.
You know.
Well, that was the statement from NBC too. Like, this shocked us, as we've always had a great relationship with him, or something like that.
Right? Yeah.
You know, obviously,
yeah.
We'll be looking into it.
Right.
Felicia Day and Will Wheaton are both like, shocked, but not saying shit.
Yeah, what I mean, which is smart,
but best friend,
right? So, but know. Also probably came from Chris saying, "Hey, we don't need to throw any wood on this fire."
Yeah.
You know.
Hopefully, it'll burn.
And
everybody else is just kind of quiet, like nothing from.
But that's,
any of the G4 people except for Chris Gore.
Yeah, but again, that's smart because again, you don't want this. You know, you don't want this Nerdist Civil War.
Yeah.
Just showing up.
Captain America better die in this fucking version.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it.
Did you just wish death on Chris Evans?
I think,
no, Captain America. I think Hardwick is the Boy Scout in this situation.
Right.
Potentially.
Yeah. You don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows? We might find out soon. We may never find out. And, you know...
If he settles for an undisclosed amount of money, I'm going to be so pissed off.
Well, if he pays her
an undisclosed amount of money. Of hush money.
Yeah. If he settles, I bet you we never hear from him.
Shades of Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Because that just implies guilt.
Yeah.
All the way up the tree.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
God, that was a rough one.
Yeah.
Retire to Hearst Castle and never be seen from again.
Exactly. Right. Right.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Happens there? I mean,
that's another thing too. Is
sued impact on your marriage much?
Well, I mean, you know, people are people, and it's your behavior necessarily really doesn't change.
Yeah.
So how do you go from being the monster painted in Chloe's article to married?
So, okay, so let's devil's advocate this thing real quick.
Okay.
Let's say he is the monster she pretends him to be, and he finds himself with an opportunity to marry a fucking Hearst who's into shit that he is into.
Yes.
Wouldn't you be able to cocoon yourself into a reasonable person for X number,
however long whatever it takes time, to get
if
the
he's
wedding.
That person, he could make that work.
But isn't it until I say I do? And I mean,
no, you got to play it out for a little
while. Okay, but
there's probably some kind of prenup, you know, X number of months thing.
I think is Hardwick hurting for money?
No, not at all.
Hey,
that's probably why she's comfortable marrying him,
right?
And I guarantee you, there's a prenup there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
With that last name, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like on your backside of your birth certificate.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where, yeah. And final thoughts?
Oh, yuck.
Wait and see?
Don't hurt my Hardwick, man. He's seriously like my hero. I've loved him since Singled Out.
Yeah. Nate, final thoughts?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's a rough one. I can't, I don't think I can say any more than what I've already said, honestly.
Yeah.
I think,
Is there any way that he comes out of this without some level of damage?
No.
No, absolutely. His presence is... I mean, unless there's evidence exonerating him on every point.
Well, and even if there is, we talked about this before, he's at this point, there has been a shadow cast, and you're not going to be able to remove that. Even if Chloe comes out and says, I'm a crazy bitch and I made it all up to get back at my ex-boyfriend, there's still going to be the allegation out there. It's on his fucking Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Well,
already.
Clearly, yeah. I mean, because it's in the public.
Yeah, but it's...
But, I mean, you know, I mean, other actors, other people certainly bigger than him have had these... Little rough catches.
Mel Gibson
apparently
is back.
But is back. Yeah. Now, granted, he's not Mel status, but, you know, you're not...
He also didn't rant against the Jews on tape.
Right, I know. And so, and that's out there. That's out there for good.
Sheriff Sweet Tits or whatever.
Right, yeah. But again, I mean, yeah, he's not to the status that he was, but then no one ever is at his age either, you know? So that's another thing that he's, you know, it's a general decline of popularity, but again, I watch his interviews on talk shows after all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, and sure enough, he's like he's totally an amicable guy. Obviously, they don't reference it on the talk shows anymore, you know, and they don't talk about it. But again, you know, you watch him, and he just seems like he's trying very hard to be,
yeah,
like he was before.
I couldn't believe that Nerdist went so far as to remove his name as the creator of...
That's way too far. Like, dude, are you going to rewrite history
over an allegation, and he's not even part of the company anymore?
That is the state of the country, though.
No, it's just
That is the absolute state of the country, is that you...
Ridiculous.
Well, but... And again, you are a company, you know, dependent on some advertising,
right?
And unfortunately, in the SEO world,
yeah,
you do not want to Google Chris Hardwick and have your stuff come up.
Yeah,
you know,
that is a good point.
But he's the guy who created it.
Yeah, and he'll still always be the guy who created it. No matter if you take it off the website or not.
Yeah, and so I watched. It was one of the last episodes of Nerdist News. And it was Dan Casey was...
I just watched that.
Okay, yeah. And the statement at the end...
We are Nerdist.
Right. I mean, kudos for putting the support lines on there. But at the same time...
Where's the support for Chris? God damn it. I'm so...
That's,
I know they're distancing themselves and they have to say that.
But yeah.
I haven't seen anybody publicly come out really and say, this is bullshit, there's no way this guy could have done it.
Well, but again, that's all incumbent on Chloe's evidence.
Well, I'm just saying individually.
Right.
Obviously, Nerdist isn't going to allow that on their network.
No.
I mean, I haven't, like, Wheaton or anybody.
There's a few tweets here and there of people that are, you know, are just like, you know, I've known the guy for years and I don't believe this. And,
yeah.
You know.
I mean,
I've worked with him and I don't believe it, you know. But they're not the big names that you would think would...
Right. But again, like I said,
they don't want
to
do.
They've been advised.
If I was him, anybody close to his camp, I would just say, hey,
keep
your mouth shut until. And this is, you know, and again, if I was his lawyer, I'd say, okay, what do you have? You know, what do you have that can clear your? And obviously, those texts that were released, you know, was a step in the right direction, because it certainly doesn't paint the picture of what Chloe painted. But
Who keeps a text for 4 years?
Well, you know what?
You might still have your history on your phone or whatever, but...
Possibly, but if this was going to come back to bite you in the ass, I'm gonna keep this.
I've got a Hurt Locker.
Right, yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, which brings up a whole another set of questions. Yeah, right, why would you keep that unless there was something she could dig up?
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah. And on that note, everybody... that is the Rum and Regret podcast on the
Chris Hardwick. I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for your damn kids. You pulled the mask up and it's Hardwick.
It was old man Withers this whole time.
Oh, old man Withers.
Ruh-roh.
Thanks for listening to the Rum and Regret podcast on the Chris Hardwick, Chloe Dykstra kerfuffle. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below.